no one that he'll listen to. That's the other thing. He won't listen to anybody. There's nobody in the family. Even my brother's tried talking to him. He had him working with him for a while. He taught him to do painting and decorating, and he won't. He can't get through to him either. There's nobody that can get through to my son. Nobody. And say, because most drug users, you know, do realise it's not till they get help that they really, you know, they realise they needed it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got to get to that point, and it's not happened yet.
I know it's really tough what you have done in terms of making that break from him, but I do think in the long run that will actually speed up the process of him finally realising he needs help.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, I mean, he's not going to stay with this mate for long, is he?
No,
because he's either, you know, something's going to go wrong or something won't work out. The mate will get rid of him, and he needs to get to that point of sitting there in the gutter looking at himself and thinking, I need to change this. I don't want this for my life. And at the moment, while people keep putting up with his behaviour and giving him somewhere to sleep, food on the table, while he can then go and spend all of his money that he's receiving on drugs, he's not going to change, is he?
He's basically just going to be a drifter and a loser, basically. He's just going to drift in and out of life and, you know, hanging on to one person to help him out and then bell drop him. And then that's what... It's awful to think that your son is going to have... You can foresee his future. He's going to be nothing and nobody, and that's what's so upsetting, really. It's so upsetting.
Jill, listen, I want you to keep in touch with me. I'm going to catch up with you next week. I'm not going to go away on this.
Yeah.
One way or the other, we're going to sort your son out.